You're listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still ahead, Dave and Tom continue their weekly in-depth examination of the doctrine of salvation. Please stay tuned. Now, our regular feature, Contending for the Faith, in which Dave and Tom respond to questions from listeners and readers of the Berean Call. Here is this week's question. I have recently been born again, looking to and trusting in Christ alone, His death, burial, and resurrection for my eternal salvation. Formerly, I was baptized as an infant. Now, I want to follow Christ in everything He commands. Would that include being baptized again? I'm confused because some Protestant denominations recommend infant baptism.
Dave, you know, it was interesting for me as a former Catholic. At one point in my life, I thought it was only Catholics that taught infant baptism, but I was really kind of shocked to see that there were some Reformed theologies that promoted infant baptism.
Right. If you went to Europe, for example, in Scandinavia, well, throughout Europe, what happened with the Reformation? Catholicism had been the official state religion. They didn't call it that, but it was backed by the kings.
It was the religion of the land,
right.
Europe in particular.
So now what we had was Protestantism became a new state religion.
Mm-hmm. So all and these Protestants were Catholics.
They had been Catholics, and a lot of Catholicism was carried over. So if you went to Europe today, you have either Lutheranism or Catholicism. That's the state religion. So Denmark, for example, or Norway, Sweden.
Well, what about Presbyterianism?
Would mostly Lutheran. Mm-hmm. Presbyterianism came into Scotland, but in Europe you would find them mostly Lutherans. So if, for example, in Switzerland, you have cantons, it's like states. You've got a Catholic canton, you've got a Lutheran canton, or they would call it a Protestant. Now, the Free Church, like the Evangelical Free Church, they came out of the state church. That's why they were called the Free Church. A dear friend of mine in Denmark, for example, he calls them four-wheel Christians. They come in a baby buggy to get baptized, and then they come in a car to get confirmed, and then they come in another car to be married in the church, and then they come in a hearse to be buried in the church, and that's about the only time most of them come to church, really, Tom.
Because it's a state religion.
It's a state religion. The pastor's salaries are paid for by the state. Everybody has to pay taxes to support the salary of the state pastors, which arouses considerable resentment. Mm-hmm. And this is why Christianity is hardly worth talking about for most people in Europe.
Yeah.
But as far as baptism...
And infant baptism.
Infant baptism, right. As far as that is concerned, the Bible teaches believers' baptism.
Mm-hmm.
In Acts chapter 8, the Ethiopian eunuch, for example, that was led to Christ by Philip, the evangelist. And they're driving along in his chariot, and he says, "Here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" Philip says, "If you believe with all your heart, you may be baptized." Baptism is a sign of something that happened to us. It's our identification with Christ in His death, burial, and resurrection. It is not efficacious. You go into the water, if you're not saved, you go into the water, a dry sinner, come out a wet sinner, and that is all that has happened. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul says, "Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel." He says, he couldn't even remember. "I don't know whether I baptized, the household of Stephanus, yeah, I baptized them, and maybe there were some others, but I'm not sure." Now, if baptism were essential for salvation, he would have been very sure that he baptized these people. But in chapter 4 of 1 Corinthians, Paul says that he is their father in the faith. He says, "You got a lot of teachers, but not many fathers, and I have begotten you through the gospel." But he didn't baptize them. So if salvation requires baptism, then Paul failed to be their father. He failed to lead them to Christ. In 1 Corinthians 15, when he says, "This is the gospel that I preached unto you, Baptism is not mentioned. How Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, was buried, rose again, third day according to the Scriptures. Romans 1:16, he says, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And the gospel does not include a word about baptism. Now, there are those who believe that you must be baptized to be saved as an adult. You know, when you come to Christ as an adult. Forgetting that for the moment, we're talking about infant baptism. Where do they get this from? Well, they get it from the household of Cornelius when Peter preached the gospel and his household was saved. Notice I'm reading from Acts 10, verse 44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. That heard means to hear with understanding. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came of Peter, because on the Gentiles was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. They heard them speak with tongues and magnify God, and so forth. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as we? So they were saved before they were baptized, obviously here. They were indwelt by the Holy Spirit. They were empowered by the Holy Spirit. Now, another place where they take this is Acts 16, where the Philippian jailer says, sir, what must I do to be saved? And Paul and Silas answered, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Doesn't mean if you get saved, your house is going to be saved. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord. Notice this. And to all that were in his house. Now, if they preached the gospel to everybody that was in his house, there were no infants in his house, because infants, you don't preach the gospel to infants.
Right.
So this is another place where people say, oh, yeah, but his whole house was baptized. Mm-hmm. They must have baptized infants. There were no infants present because the gospel was preached. So
one other aspect of this, what about the Reformed theologians who talk about infant baptism as a covenant act?
Well, they would try to relate it to circumcision,
right,
for example.
Mm-hmm.
Circumcision was for the Jews. It was a sign that God gave to Abraham. And how you can say, now baptism takes its place, or baptism is related to it, there is no such indication in the Bible. It was a physical thing, and it had it was a physical sign, and it involved all Jewish people, mm-hmm. whether they believed in God or not. They were still circumcised. Baptism is only for those who are saved through faith in Christ, and you can't preach the gospel to an infant. And the tragedy, Tom, and I've seen it in Europe. We've lived in Europe a couple of times. We've traveled widely there. I've seen it. A person who has been baptized as an infant and believes that this saves their soul, then they never really get saved. They're not confronted with the fact that they need to believe the gospel, mm-hmm. and somehow they feel that they've been brought into Christ through infant baptism. And it's a tragedy because it leads them astray. Mm-hmm. And they go through life thinking that they're saved because they were baptized, when in fact they're not.
Right. So our recommendation to this individual who wrote to us would be, you were baptized as an infant. It's not biblical baptism.
Right.
If you want to follow what the Lord says, go and be baptized.
Since he now has received Christ. Amen.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.